The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to One Session at a Time. It's your host, DJ Luz, and today we're going to be diving into the raw, unfiltered truth of what it's really like to grow up in therapy. No filter, just real life experiences and the journey of figuring it out, one session at a time. Welcome back to episode 5. In the last episode, I discussed how therapy isn't something that has to be constant in your life, but it's something that comes and goes as needed. Despite having flourished in my first year of high school, being in a new school, having new friends, and using the tools I learned in therapy, it had all come crashing down in a blink of an eye. Everything had changed in just 5 seconds, when I was hit on the head and my belongings were stolen. And in an instant, my world turned upside down. In today's episode, I'll be sharing what came next, the ripple effects of that 5 second moment, the anxiety that unfolded afterward, and my journey toward finding a new therapist. And although the last episode ended on a pause, this one begins with the play button. So, settle in. And if you've ever had your progress interrupted, maybe by trauma, anxiety, or life in general, then this one's for you. Let's get into it. Right after that moment, everything felt different because everything had changed. That fear that I experienced followed me for days, weeks, and even months. I found myself terrified to leave the house. At times, I even felt unsafe in my own home. And when the place you're supposed to feel most protected starts feeling dangerous, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I wasn't able to sleep like I had before. I couldn't enjoy my breakfast the way I used to. And even the simplest moments, like getting dressed or stepping outside, were hard to get through. Wherever I went, no matter how many people were with me, and for a while I wasn't going anywhere by myself, I was constantly double-checking my surroundings and honestly hyper-aware. To the point where I was so incredibly drained, from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to sleep, even on the nights when I didn't sleep. The little moments of freedom that I had once taken for granted, like walking to class, waiting for the bus, even just being inside my own home, suddenly felt scary. On top of that, I had to deal with the physical consequences of getting hit in the head. I mean, imagine someone running at you full speed and downhill, hitting you as hard as they possibly could. Because I can tell you from experience, it hurts. The impact left me concussed, which meant countless medical appointments and physical therapy just to get me back to where I had been. But the hardest part was that recovering physically required time. And time was the one thing that I didn't have. Everything I had worked so hard to build, at school, with friends and family, and even the physical abilities I had taken for granted, were suddenly on pause. And that's when I realized it was time to get back into therapy. Or more accurately, to find a therapist again. For a long time, I had leaned on friends and family, and that worked for me because of the place that I was in, doing well and focusing on myself. But now things were different, and that support alone just wasn't enough. And don't get me wrong, their support meant everything to me. It brought comfort and love during the times that I needed it most. But this time, I knew that I needed professional guidance. Deep down, I knew that getting back into therapy was the only way to start rebuilding the sense of safety, stability, and control that had been taken away from me. But I'll be honest, I wasn't exactly sure where to start. The thought of opening up to someone new, of trusting a stranger with everything I was feeling, was nerve-wracking. Even though I had done it before, and despite the uncertainty, I knew it was a step I had to take to begin moving forward. At first, it wasn't easy. I think a lot of people assume you can just find a therapist anywhere, at any moment. And in today's world, sure, technically you can. You can search up therapists near me and get hundreds of results in seconds, or maybe hop onto online therapy platforms. But just because there are options doesn't mean the first person you come across will be the right fit. And that's just part of the process. So I went into the process feeling hesitant, anxious, and honestly, I have to admit, a little defeated. I had already faced so many setbacks in other parts of my life. I didn't know what else life could throw at me. I expected it to feel different, awkward, maybe even disappointing. But let me tell you, when I finally found that person, someone with a bubbly, hilarious, and warm personality, someone I could truly connect with and build a relationship with, it changed my life in ways I couldn't have imagined. And suddenly, I had found my person, someone I could truly trust and lean on. In that moment, I knew more than ever that my journey of healing and moving forward was about to begin. Now, let me rewind a little bit and share how it all started. Finding my next therapist wasn't instant. It took time. I didn't just jump online to search for the first available option, even though I needed help as soon as I could possibly get, because I wanted the right fit, someone who I could genuinely connect with. And since I didn't rely on the internet to find anyone nearby or scroll through profiles that claim to help people who have been hit while waiting for the bus process their trauma, I decided to reach out to people I trusted. Those who I knew had been in therapy before or were currently going. I wanted guidance from someone who could speak from experience, someone who truly understood what this journey felt like. And so I reached out to a close family member of mine, someone who had gone through the same kind of loss I had the year before. We ended up having an hour-long conversation sharing everything from her experiences, how supported she felt, and how safe and heard her therapist made her feel. And from everything she described, her therapist sounded incredible. It was exactly what I had been hoping for. Someone who could create a space where I could truly feel understood and supported. Especially during a time when everything felt like it was falling apart. By the end of the day, I had received the therapist's phone number, and the very next day, I reached out. Before I knew it, we had scheduled a time to meet only a few days later, and really, I was beyond lucky, because therapists, especially those in private practice, are often fully booked, so getting in just a week later felt like a miracle. And so that day finally came. I was nervous, anxious really. Part of it was the usual anxiety of leaving the house after everything I'd been through. But another part was the anticipation of meeting someone new. Someone I might be meeting with weekly. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember every detail. It wasn't like my very first therapy session where I was fully present and remembered everything we discussed. because as much as I was physically there, my mind and emotions were somewhere else entirely. There are moments when anxiety is so overwhelming that it feels like your body shows up, but your mind doesn't. Like you're moving through the motions, getting out of the car, opening the door, maybe even saying hi to someone, but you're not truly present. And that's exactly how I felt that day. What I do remember is how observant I was, almost like my brain was searching for safety in small details. I noticed everything. The layout of the parking lot, the way the AC felt blowing on me in the waiting room, and, most importantly, the bowl of snacks off to my left as I walked in, which, may I note, was very exciting. And then the moment came. She walked out and greeted me with a smile. And immediately, it felt like I knew her. It was strange, yet comforting at the same time. Like I was meant to be there in that exact moment. To this day, I can't put it into words. But there was some inkling or voice in my head that told me she was everything I was looking for. From the moment I sat down, after the brief introductions, all we did was laugh. About what? I really couldn't tell you. But for the first time in a long time, I was able to put all that fear aside. And within an hour, we got to know each other. We joked around, she shared stories about herself. And within minutes, I felt something I hadn't felt in a long time. Genuine feelings of joy and safety. Like all the anxiety I'd carried around with me, being in a new place, meeting someone new, completely melted away within minutes. After that initial connection, we started meeting a couple times each week. And believe it or not, this went on for 6 years. During that time, I went to her when I was at my lowest and took breaks when life felt okay. Because healing doesn't happen on a schedule. There were sessions full of laughter, sessions full of tears, and sessions that were frustrating, sometimes all three in one meeting. But most importantly, healing was happening. Each session felt like another step toward becoming myself again, and I was doing it with someone who helped me do it best. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because even though I felt better after the first few weeks, it took years to get back to a place where I could leave the house without panicking. Eventually I did, and life returned to a version of normal. But I didn't have those uncontrollable waves of anxiety anymore, because she taught me how to manage them. And that didn't mean I stopped going to therapy, because I didn't. It just meant I relied on it a little less and focused a little bit more on myself. Although I'm not in therapy now, it wasn't so long ago that I was sitting in that chair across from my therapist talking about my feelings. But now I have those tools to move through life and by myself, even though I know therapy will always be in my corner when I need it most. And that's something I'll forever be grateful for. So, as we wrap up today's episode, I hope this gave you a glimpse into my path of recovery and how healing begins when you find the right person to do it with. I found that person once when I was 11, and again when I was 16. If anything I shared today felt meaningful to you, or if you'd had similar experiences in therapy, I'd love you to join me next time. I'll be diving deeper with a special guest as we discuss therapy from a different perspective. But for now, take care of yourself and remember to take it easy. Step by step, moment by moment, or as I like to say, one session at a time.